News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Aaron Brady has been sentenced to life in prison for the capital murder of Detective Garda Adrian Donoghue in January 2013 and must now serve a prescribed minimum of 40 years. I'm joined now by retired Garda Detective Inspector Pat Murray, who was the senior investigating officer on the Garda Adrian Donoghue murder case. Good morning, Pat. What are your thoughts this morning, having seen that sentence handed down?
Well, it was a long, hard road to get to that point yesterday. But with the tenacity of the Garda Síochána Conna and the investigation team, we got there. It wasn't easy, but we were determined all along, you know. And the driving force for a lot of us was that we knew, like, we worked with Adrian. Adrian was one of my own detectives, and we knew that if something had happened, one of us, Adrian would be the very guy who'd be sitting at the conference table working very, very hard to solve it. So we had that in our mind all the time, because he was one of us, and that was it. Like, you know, we wouldn't let him down. And we drove on as best we could, like, and the breaks came, and we gathered our evidence and represented it to the DPP. And at the end of the day, they decided to have Aaron Brady charged. And after the longest trial in longest criminal trial in Irish history, which took 6 months, he was found guilty by a jury, and so the sentence was a statutory sentence of life imprisonment to serve a minimum of 40 years, and he deserves every bit of that because of if you listened yesterday to the impact statements from the people who were traumatized by this, and obviously Caroline and Caroline's family, and Adrian's family and brothers and sisters, and, like, you know, not only that, but all his colleagues. And
yeah,
you know,
and Pat, obviously Caroline, as well as being his wife, is a colleague insofar as she's also a guard, and she's a member of Garda Síochána Conna. Was it difficult for yourself and for your team working on a murder investigation of a friend and a colleague, and everyone speaks so highly of Adrian, that I have no doubt he was a really good man.
Yeah, Adrian was a lovely guy, just a lovely guy. Very, very dedicated to his job. Loved being a guard, but very, very good at being a policeman, very good detective. And it was very, very difficult when I was put in charge of it, because there was an emotional edge to you know, the circumstances, and that's why I would, like, you know, hopefully in future, if and God forbid, if another policeman is killed, that the investigation team is set up by people who are not directly connected with that person, because it is
extraordinary.
It was an emotional roller coaster, like, you know, for us all, like, you know, really.
No, I have no doubt, Pat. I and it's a credit to you that you've done so well. But the criminal investigation remains live. There are other suspects that I know the guards are seeking. Do you expect to see other arrests? Do you expect to see other prosecutions?
Yeah, I would be very surprised if there's not at least two or three other people brought before the court, you know, in connection with the murder, you know. So I would now, as I say, I'm not in, like, you know, I'm retired now, but Detective Inspector Martin Beggy is running that investigation, and I have every confidence in Martin Beggy to bring the investigation to a conclusion. And I would be very surprised if there's not other persons brought before the court.
Yeah, look, thank you for that indeed. That is retired Garda Detective Inspector Pat Murray there on the sentencing of Aaron Brady, and indeed on justice being served. Coming up.